Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 21. The Homeless Assistance Leadership Organization in Racine and Kenosha Shalom Center have each been presented with checks for $9,000, proceeds from the Wilcom Company's 7th annual charity fundraiser. According to a news release from Wilcom Companies, the employees of the 5 Wilcom locations in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties asked customers to help raise money for the shelters. An employee raffle contributed $565 toward the total donation, and ExxonMobil also contributed $1,000. According to the company, which is headquartered in Summers, nearly $91,000 has been raised over the past 6 years to benefit the two local homeless shelters. A hoped-for $850,000 federal grant from the Affordable Housing Loan Program has been rejected for Kenosha's Shalom Center, which will have a major impact on fundraising efforts toward opening their new shelter location on 39th Avenue. Executive Director Lynn Breezy Carroll tells the Kenosha News that while they do have reserve money, it's not enough to complete the needed renovation of the new site. The Shalom Center currently operates at a site on 62nd Street at 17th Avenue, a former school building. The public is invited to Case High School at 6 o'clock tonight for the next Visioning a Greater Racine event, designed to take information from the past get-togethers and put them before the group as a whole. VGR board member Claire Holland said the community discussion goes toward improving the local economy.
Racine needs more business to be invigorated. And this process has really changed my thinking that we need to be a better place to bring a business before more business will come.
The gathering from 6 to 8 p.m. will focus on what's next and include presentations from the mayor, county executive, school superintendent, and others. Anyone in the greater Racine area is invited to participate. The Racine Transit and Parking Commission is recommending one more year-long extension of the management contract for the Bell Urban System with First Transit, then launching a request for proposal process next July. City Transit and Parking System Manager Mike Meyerly explained the original three-year contract with First Transit included a pair of available one-year extensions and 3% cost increases each year. Meyerly said initial talks have already taken place with First Transit on the extension and what lies ahead.
At that meeting, I did tell them that, you know, we went through a triennial review this year, which was my first year on the job, and I thought First Transit really stepped up to the plate. I mean, Willie did a good job, but they also brought in someone else who was expert at triennial reviews, and it was really good to have that person on the team. So for what it's worth, I mean, I'm giving them good marks.
Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen indicated to the commission that the city attorney wants to redo deficient language in the next bus management contract, which will factor into the six-month RFP process. The Common Council will vote on the one-year extension of the bus management contract at its next meeting. The Second District Court of Appeals says a Kenosha man was properly convicted of homicide, even though some of the jurors caught a glimpse of witness files and the mention of a prior offense. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karkle.
The jury convicted Joshua Braithwaite in 2014 of kidnapping, sexual assault, and homicide in Lachey Zellar's death, her burning body discovered by city firefighters who had responded to a brush fire in a park. Braithwaite's attorney argued for a mistrial, claimed the judge refused to allow the entering of evidence that he had sexually assaulted a child, but his probation agent carried files up to the witness stand containing information about the case. Some of the jurors were able to make out the information, the attorney said, about that other case. The appeals court ruling took note that the jurors told the judge those files did not influence them in reaching their decision. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.
The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office is warning people about a phone scam involving someone impersonating a sheriff's deputy. The scammer advises the person on the phone they missed jury duty and must pay a fine. One person lost $1,000. More than 350 students are eligible to participate in UW Parkside's 2016 Winter Commencement Ceremony on Saturday, December 17th in the University's Sports and Activity Center. According to a news release, a large number of potential graduates continues a trend spanning the last 5 years and is the largest number of students eligible to participate in Winter Commencement in the school's history. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.